Today marks my 200th flash briefing, and I haven't missed one episode since I launched the pitch. While my original intent with this flash briefing was to help others in their communication, an unexpected benefit has been that it's improved my communication skills too. You've probably heard that if you read a lot, you become a better writer. I'll take that a step further and say if you write a lot, you can become better at speaking and pitching. Before you put reading, writing, and speaking on the back burner, commit to communicate. When I was in middle school, my brother and I wanted to watch TV all the time. But Mom wouldn't let us because she told us our brains would turn to mush. The idea of our brains turning to mush was horrifying enough for us to move on to more productive activities. Was it a scare tactic? Yes. But although a little dramatic, there is some validity to the idea that if you don't continue to sharpen your communication skills, you can lose them. The pitch challenge today? Calculate how much time you allow your brain mush activities. This could be watching TV, movies, scrolling mindlessly through social media, or even just oversleeping. Then in 15 or 30 minute increments, try to replace those mind-numbing activities with mind-strengthening activities. These might include reading, journaling, writing thank you notes, or reading poetry out loud. Start small and slowly build up to more as you eliminate the mush activities out of your life. One of the things I've always looked forward to when traveling internationally is spending more time reading and less time watching TV because either I didn't speak the language or wasn't familiar with the shows. Technology has, of course, changed this scene entirely, and you can now literally connect to the internet and catch up on any type of entertainment from any corner of the world. When I moved to New York City, my apartment had an amazing view, so I decided in that moment that I would never install a TV. I didn't want the mind-numbing temptation, and I wanted to feel like I was on a perpetual international trip. As a result, I fill most of my downtime with activities that sharpen my communication skills, which is one of the reasons why I have time to invest in this flash briefing and why I'm optimistic that I'll be here with you for another 200 episodes.